Hello, Nigel Ogden here. It's good to be back with you again, and I hope you're going to enjoy this month's assortment, which I've dredged up from my archives. Now, I apologise that it's me doing all the playing this month, but I hope you'll be able to cope with that for the sake of hearing a few recordings which I can be almost 100% certain have never been broadcast in any form, and also featuring a few instruments which fall into the same category or which haven't been heard for a long time. Well, plenty of music to pack in, so let's get on with it. This is a march by John Belton, who also wrote the rather more well-known Down the Mall. However, this one is called Time Marches On, and it was the first item in a concert I played in the early 1980s on the Compton organ in what was at the time known as Wimbledon Town Hall. Time Marches On, played by me on the Wimbledon Town Hall, Compton, as was. Well, here's an instrument which is still in its original home, but which hasn't been heard for quite a few years now, since the State Cinema in Grays, Essex, closed its doors. Now, various plans for the building's future don't seem to have resulted in anything specific as yet, but let's hope that one day the excellent three-manual six-rank Compton Plus Mellotone will sing out again and sound as well as it did in 1992, which was when this recording was made of a few songs from the shows included in a concert I played there.
Thank you.
yours truly at the State Greys Compton in 1992. Now, also during that year, I recorded a cassette on a very fine organ built by the Leeds firm of J.J. Binns. Now, the recording had fairly limited circulation, so I hope you don't mind if I include a couple of contrasting tracks to demonstrate just what an excellent instrument it is. It was installed in 1901 in the Old Independent Church in Haverhill, Suffolk, and as far as I know is still going strong. This is the first item from a set of three Dream Dances by Elgar, and that's followed by the stirring Hungarian March by Berlioz.
Thank you.
the sound of the superb Binns organ in the old Independent Church in Haverhill. Now, theatre organ enthusiasts throughout the UK, and indeed in several other countries, will be aware of how much time Kevin Grunnill devotes to furthering the theatre organ preservation movement. Not only a fine player in his own right, Kevin is also quite an entrepreneur and has been responsible for restoration work on a number of instruments. He's principally concerned with the Astoria Centre at Barnsley and, of course, the Paramount Cinema in Penistone, where the ex-Paramount Odeon Birmingham for Manuel Compton has been in fine voice for almost 20 years. Well, that particular instrument had another home for a few years in between the Birmingham and Penistone venues, and I'm sure some of you visited the Regal Cinema in Oswestry, Shropshire, when the Compton lived there. From a concert I played there in the 1990s, a combination of Royal Event by Trevor Stanford, perhaps more well known as pianist Russ Conway, and Robert Farnon's State Occasion.
Thank you.
The Regal Oswestry Compton Aswas, now installed at the Paramount in Penistone. Now, on the 1st of June, I'm very much looking forward to reacquainting myself with the superb Regal Edmonton for Manuel Christie, which now lives at Paul Kerner's Music Palace in South Wales. After leaving Edmonton, the organ was in the care of the London chapter of the ATOS, and it was during this period that I played a concert on it in its previous home, the Memorial Hall in Barrie. Now, once upon a time, certain organists would often include in their concert programmes one of the well-known overtures, and I was no exception. Unfortunately, this type of music is heard less and less these days, but to round things off, I hope you'll enjoy a reminder of Rossini's overture to the opera Tancredi.
Thank you.
Rossini's Tancredi Overture, as played by me on the Regal Edmonton Christie when it was in the Barry Memorial Hall. Well, that's it for this time. Hope you've enjoyed the selection of first-time broadcast tracks and that you'll be able to join me again next month. Until then, this is Nigel Ogden saying thanks for listening and bye-bye.